Perhaps the moon knows the secret of the new sound.
Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, episode number 54. On this week's show, I will be giving a review of two tours offered at the Magic Kingdom. The first being the Magic Behind Our Steam Trains tour. The second being Disney's Keys to the Kingdom. I am here on a solo show right now, so I will say hello, Pete, and say hello, Pogo. And that was Nicey Nice by Pogo. You can find that video and more over at youtube.com/Pogo. His music at soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix. And his website is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod. That is D-I-S Magic Hour Pod. Over on Facebook, if you search for Disney Magic Hour, you can add yourself to our group and then add your friends to our group. Head on over to iTunes, give a 5-star review, and Melissa will read it at the end of the show. And if you head on over to Google Music Play, you'll find us over there in the podcast section as well under Disney Magic Hour. And of course, you can stream, download all of our episodes, past and the ones that will come out later in the future, over at soundcloud.com/Disney Magic Hour Podcast. So, those are the intros. How is everybody? This is Pete. I am on my own for this show because I had the opportunity to take a pair of tours recently over at the Magic Kingdom, and I wanted to give you guys and gals my thoughts on it. And actually, as you're listening to this show, if I don't screw this up, I'm going to be in San Francisco when this show actually goes up. I'm recording this about a week earlier or so than when you'll actually hear it again, assuming I did this correctly. And while I'm in San Francisco, I'm going to be spending 1, maybe 2 days, because I'll have 2 totally free days over at the Walt Disney Family Museum. And I'm going to take an obscene amount of photographs, write down as much as I possibly can, and give you guys my full impressions and feedback of that place, of which I've wanted to go to since it opened. So I'm very, very excited about that. And that'll be hopefully a week from when I'm recording this. This is what today is, Saturday. Yeah. Hopefully I'll be there a week from today and seeing all of that. But for this episode, let's talk about a pair of tours I took recently. Number one, we're going to start with the Magic Behind Our Steam Trains tour. Now, just to give you a little bit of a thing, I'm not going to go into the craziest of details on these tours, because then what is the point of you taking the tour yourself? I will give roundabouts of where we went and a little bit of what we talked about, but not real fine details. I think that's all for you to experience on your own when you take them yourself. Now, the Behind Our Steam's Trains tour, I actually took that with a couple of my friends, Jenny and Chad Ginsburg. Hey guys, how you doing? And they were really up for it. I was really up for it. Mel had to work. Sorry, sweetie. So we went, I want to say we went on like a Wednesday or a Thursday, something like that. So some notes on this tour before we get into the actual tour itself. It's available to ages 10 and up. It is $54 a person. It runs 3 hours long and starts at 7:30 in the morning. And you have to check in 15 minutes prior to that start. So you have to get to the park, you know, before it opens and before travel may be the easiest. I have heard of some people having issues getting like a bus or something to come over to that area. So I have my own car. What I wound up doing was just driving to the Contemporary and having it drop me off. I don't know how you'd want to do that if you're on vacation and you don't have your own thing. Just start very early. That or call a cab and just make it easier for yourself so you don't have any issue. Cameras are allowed on this tour, except for a small portion of the tour when you're going to be going through a security station, basically. And you actually can get a 15% discount if you're an annual pass holder, a DVC member, or you are a Disney Visa card member. I think I put in the Disney DVC member one. I don't know why. It didn't matter. They were all 15% off. So it was good, you know, and you're already only at $54, which for a 3-hour experience at Magic Kingdom, not bad. Let's get into that in just a moment. But actually, you know what? Let's take a step back. Have something to eat before you do this. I know it's only 3 hours long, but if you don't have anything, and then you're not going to have anything till about maybe 11 or so, till you know everything is really, really settled up with the tour. If it's hot out, it may be something that you want to do beforehand, or you know, just know how your body works. Definitely bring water and keep yourself hydrated. If it's a warm day, if it's a cooler day, still keep yourself hydrated, but it obviously won't be as big of an issue. But I would suggest having something to eat before you start this tour. Just a little snack, something that you need just to keep yourself going. We met our tour guide, Taylor, whom I'll say right off the bat was excellent. You know, it's not like a spoiler effect, you know, spoiler alert or anything. We were very, very pleased with both tours, the tour guides that we had. But for this one in particular, the young man's name was Taylor, and he had a really nice, you know, width of knowledge about not only the trains, but about the parks themselves too. You know, he had a lot of really good knowledge that he shared with everybody. Now, if you're a seasoned Disney person and you know a lot of trivia, yeah, there's going to be some stuff that you hear on both these tours that I speak about that you already know of. But there's a lot of smaller, fine details that maybe you don't. And also, it's just in the way it's told. So we actually got to go inside the Magic Kingdom before anyone else, which was really, really great. Not even people who were getting breakfast yet were allowed in there before we had walked, you know, into town square. So it was a very cool effect. You kind of got to take a lot of nice photos without anybody around. And, you know, they made a big point of, hey, this is your moment. Like, you know, use your camera the most, maybe. So a very nice little experience right off the bat. And you're given your little whispers, you know, the things you put in your ear so you can hear your tour guide, even if he's right next to you. They're comfortable. You can adjust the volume. You have to stay close to the group, though. You can't wander too far or you are going to get some static on them. They're not, you know, used for, I wouldn't even say medium range communication. So they're very, very helpful, though, especially in the you know, louder areas or later in the day when there are more people around. So to begin the tour, we, as would make a lot of sense, we got on the train. And you actually take the train about halfway around the kingdom before you then get to what's called the spur track. And then you actually go backwards. And this leads you to the roundhouse where all the trains are kept and, you know, had maintenance worked on them and all of that. It's during this portion where they're going to tell you you got to put your camera away. Again, you're going to be going through some security points, or at least in view of some security points, which Disney is not interested in having people take photos of. As you're going back there, you get a lot of history about the park and its connection to why is there a train, you know, going around this park and all that. You learn a lot about Walt, obviously. Walt is a huge factor of this tour, because of his passion for trains and all that. And if not for him, it probably wouldn't be in the park and all that good stuff. So you get a lot of information while riding backwards to the roundabout. And then when you get to the roundabout, depending, I guess, on what train you took and what trains are currently there, the tour guide seemed to focus in on, okay, this is the features that this train has. This is how old this train is. This is where it came from. When did the company buy it? I mean, almost everything you can think of, they tell you piece by piece by piece. It's a really, really great experience. And you also get to step inside what they call the tender of the train. Now, that's basically where the engineer sits and runs the train from. You actually get to go in there. Let me tell you, it's really hot. And if it's a warm day, there was this crazy effect where, okay, it was already warm, like 80-something degrees, high 80s. This is like 9 in the morning. And you thought it was, you know, hot just as it was. But then you go into that tender and you were shown, small parties were brought up there, like 2 or 3 at a time. And you were shown the smaller details of how the train is run and what does what and, you know, who does which, because there's usually two people up there running the train. And by the time you leave that tender, all of a sudden it feels cool outside because it was so warm in there. You know, it's kind of like swinging with a donut on a baseball bat. Then you knock that donut off and you're like, oh, this bat's nice and light. Meanwhile, it's not, just because you're swinging it around with the extra weight on it. So that was really fascinating, getting a really up close look at these trains that some of them are over 100 years old or near 100 years old. Absolutely fascinating. The fact that they still run so well, I guess, I'm assuming they run well, they seem to run well, was really interesting, fun to learn. Again, a lot of details given to you, a lot of things, a lot of photo opportunities. It may be like the harshest sunlight on earth, you know, depending on what time of day you're doing it, but a lot of great opportunities for some really nice photos. And you have the cast members who are back there and working their regular day. So it adds a very human element to, you know, the Magic Kingdom, which is always so structured and so delivered to you in a packaged way. This is a nice kind of look behind that curtain, as it were. Not as much as, you know, the next tour would be, but, you know, a good little peek behind the curtain. We actually got to speak to a pair of the engineers who work over there. One of his names, I believe his name was Richard. Very, very nice, very polite, very full of information and willing to speak about it. Very interested in engaging with you as somebody who's, you know, there to see what they do. And he actually told us the story of how he became an engineer. And of course, I won't tell you that because that's something you should learn on your own when you go and you learn your own little stories of whomever you meet there. And if you meet Richard, tell him Pete said hi. Not that he'll remember who I am. So following that, you're there for quite a while. Following that, you head back to the Main Street station via the train, of course, but now the park is open. So, you know, a little busier, whatnot, but you ride towards the front of the train. It's really, really nice. And you stay for the remainder of the tour at the Main Street station, starting on the ground floor where you are brought to, you know, the four pictures of the people who the trains are named after. You know, Walt Disney, the Lily Bell, of course, his wife, Lillian, Roger E. Brogy, and the Roy O. Disney, which you learned some fun stuff about Roy Disney in particular on this tour, which I always really appreciate because Roy is sort of the father of Magic Kingdom, in my opinion. Yes, it was, you know, Walt was the guy, but without Roy, it wouldn't have happened. So I always love it when he's given the correct amount of attention and love, I guess, you know, and respect and whatnot. So you stay down there and you're basically told about each of the four trains. Why were they named after who they were named after, which is, you know, good to know also in case you're not aware. You learn where they came from. You just learn a lot more of the background details. If you didn't get all the details over at the Roundhouse, which you won't, this one fills in all the details, and it's very thorough in its information that's passed on to you. Following that, you actually head upstairs into the air conditioning, which is so fantastic at that moment of the day. And you're sort of given a photo tour, you know, just with like, you know, canvas, you know, flipped over back and forth of Walt's personal connection to trains and then how it made its way into the parks itself. But this is kind of the very, very Walt-centric part of the tour. And I learned some stuff I did not know, and there were some really cool photos that I'd never seen before. There are some people, I do not doubt, that might find this portion a little boring. Not because it is, but just because you're sitting down, you just walked around for, what, like 2 hours or so, you know, kind of on the move. And now you're sitting in the air conditioning, listening to the story, you know, of Walt and whatnot. And I could see some people who don't have as much as a dedicated interest maybe fading a little bit over here. I personally thought it was really, really cool. But I'm just, you know, this is a review for or a look back at like how everyone might react to this. But I found it really, really fascinating. Following this, you were given a really nice little pin that's only handed out to people who take the behind our Steam's trains tour. And it's really nice. We put it away in the book. It's a really nice little thing. So that kind of wraps up the tour, though. It goes rather quickly. I mean, it's only 3 hours, and the first two are really spent, you know, traveling on the train, going to the Roundhouse, getting all that information that you get out the Roundhouse, going back to Main Street. This time with, you know, people actually getting on and off the train, because when you ride that train in the morning, you know, almost as the park is opening, you are alone with your tour guide and the other cast members who are running the train on that train, which is a really great experience. There's a really great serenity to riding that train when it's so quiet, you know, and you almost can only hear the train. While you're going around Magic Kingdom, or halfway around Magic Kingdom, as it were. So My review for this is, I think it's a must for Disney fans. If you're a Walt person, it's an absolute must. The cost is great. It's only $54, again, with a 15% discount. After taxes, you're probably looking around like, what, $43-ish dollars, if I remember correctly, is what I paid. Absolutely worth it. Be sure you get to the park early, though. That would be the biggest stumbling point for a lot of people, especially if you are staying on property and you don't have your own transportation. Just start early. Don't think it's only going to take you a half hour to get to the park. Get there earlier just to be safer, because one person, I believe, missed that tour. And on the next tour, I'm going to speak about the Keys to the Kingdom. We had two people miss their tour. And they were lucky they were able to go to a later one. But, you know, leave early. Don't worry about it. Bring your camera. Have some fun. You know, show everybody that you're having a good time riding the trains around Magic Kingdom. So Magic Behind Our Steam Trains tour, highly recommended. Definitely check it out. The next tour I'm going to speak about is a little more expensive. And that is the Keys to the Kingdom tour. Some of the notes on this, it's available to ages 16 and up. Now, they do that for specific reasons of when you go backstage, you may see things that kids don't or shouldn't see. You know, people not totally put together, I guess, is one way of putting it. You know, like a character who's not really ready to go out in front of everybody just yet. That is an absolute possibility. So if you're a person who doesn't want to see anything like that, possibly, do not take this tour. This is for people who understand that it is a show. They don't mind looking behind the curtain, because you're going to really look behind the curtain on this one. The price goes from $79 to $99, depending on the season. I am assuming I was on the high season, because I paid $74, or I believe $73, $74, and that was with the 15% discount. So I must have gone during one of the higher seasons of during the year. This tour is 5 hours long and actually has three start times, 8:30, 9, and 9:30. Those, of course, are subject to change. You just have to call and find out what is available that week. You can also go to the website. If you just do a search on WDW Tours, one of the very first results you're going to get is the official site, and it's going to show you on the calendar what tours are available on what day at what time. So it's very, very nice. This is another one where you have to check in 15 minutes before the start time. Now, 8:39 and 9:30 is a little easier, because that's when a lot of people are getting to the park, especially if by chance you're going on a day where it's early extra magic hours in the AM, although maybe they don't do the tours in those days possibly. But there's a little more movement in the transportation help at those times for you to get there a little safer. Still, though, never time it exactly. Always give yourself an extra 20, 25 minutes at least, because you just never know. Cameras on this tour, not allowed at all. I mean, obviously, there's a portion of it where you're on stage, but I think that they want to get you in the mindset that, like, you can't take that out, because there are going to be larger portions in the second half, I would say, of this tour where you are in the backstage area and you cannot have your phone out, because they will assume you are taking a photo. And then I don't know what happens. They cattle prod you. I have no idea. This is also available for a 15% off discount through the annual pass, DVC member, and Disney Visa card members. So this, if you are unaware, is a very extensive tour of the Magic Kingdom that starts and ends at the Town Square Theater. Again, I'm not going to go into many of the details. Part of the fun of this tour is learning all the things that they show you and all the stories that they tell you. What I will say is there's a really great focus, at least from our tour guide. Her name was Caitlin. Absolutely fantastic. There is a great focus on Roy Disney, which as a fan, I really appreciated. Most of the tour takes place on stage in the early stages of the show. Showing small details many visitors may never see as they were, you know, just running towards the next attraction. If you're a seasoned Disney fan, many of these may seem obvious, but there are enough fun details to keep you interested and ones that you probably did not know about. I remember us making our way through Adventureland. We got some of the smaller details over there, in particular towards the Tiki Room and the Jungle Cruise, which I will tell you, you get to ride the Jungle Cruise, but not in a way that you have before. So that's all I'll leave that out. It's a really cool way to experience a Jungle Cruise, and it was the first time I ever had the opportunity to do something like that. As you head towards Splash Mountain, you basically exit stage left, literally. This brings you to the backstage area where many of the floats are tested and worked on. I would say this is a little bit of a tease. I understand that you can't go so far into these buildings because people are working and it's a safety thing, I'm sure. But man, I really wanted to go deeper into this thing. It was a little bit like, I want to look further in because I remember seeing the Maleficent Dragon float. And all I wanted to do was like walk over to it and like touch it and look at it and like the smallest, you know, just get to see like all the little gears and stuff that are working in there. But it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot about the parades, a lot about how they technically work with people doing the jobs that they were doing within said floats. And I don't want to get into too much, but a lot of fun stuff. And, you know, following this, as you'll notice right now, this is a 5-hour tour and I'm already at lunch. So I'm leaving out a lot of details. Again, I want you guys to experience it, not for me to tell you. It's like me telling you a movie and then just giving you every plot point before you've ever seen it. It's silly. Lunch was at Tomorrowland Terrace. Hey, you know what? I didn't go on the tour for the food and I'm happy I didn't because it's the Tomorrowland Terrace. It's whatever. It's your standard theme park fare. But when you are there, you actually get a really nice exclusive pin in the shape of a key. Again, this is exclusive to people who take the tour or to people who spend money on eBay, I assume. Actually, towards the lunch, though, I ordered that food when I arrived, when I checked in. You actually order your food and then it's waiting there for you when you arrive at Tomorrowland Terrace. I watched the next group's food show up, and I was curious of what the space in between was. Like, when did they put down this food, and when did that group get there? It was only a couple of minutes before that, because, you know, I was curious. I was like, how long has this been sitting here? You know, because it's, like, out in the open and all that. But it's a nice little reserved area for you up there in the Tomorrowland Terrace, so you won't have an issue finding a table. Everything is put out there for you, your drink, your food. And you get to relax for, I'd say, like a strong 30 to 40 minutes, which was good because you had a lot of walking around up and down Main Street before this, and then going over to Adventureland, looking a lot into that, going into the backstage area, spending a fair amount of time there, and then walking all the way across to the other end of the park. You know, again, I maybe described it in less than 5 minutes, but that was about 2.5 hours worth of walking, listening. Weather, you know, again, you always have to factor in the weather into these things, which actually we had a really nice morning. It was warm, but it wasn't stuffy. You know, it wasn't as bad as it's been occasionally. Following lunch, we headed over to the Haunted Mansion. We got a few notes about, you know, the making of it. Actually, before we even got to the mansion, we were walking through Liberty Square, where we learned a couple of nice tips about how the plumbing worked back in the real time of Liberty Square. We also learned about the tree that is there, Walsh Tree, and we learned about the bell, a couple of interesting facts about the Liberty Bell that they have over in Liberty Square. Then we headed over to Haunted Mansion and add a little bit of story time before you go in there. I was curious of what we were going to do here because of the experience at Jungle Cruise. I was like, oh, what's going to happen here? So we actually got to ride it, but we entered via like the chicken exit, as many would call it. I had read online that some groups got to experience the stretching room to themselves, you know, however many were in the group. This was not the case, though, on the tour I took just a couple of days ago. It is July. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's August now. This is still a very, very busy season. I'm wondering if that's what it is due to, because I want to say the wait time was about 40 minutes or so. So maybe during certain times a year or during certain wait times, they can't do that. I'm not exactly sure, but it did not happen. And then you got to, you know, ride the Haunted Mansion, but ride the Haunted Mansion with some new information that maybe you didn't know before to look for as you were going through that attraction. And following this, I guess it is most people's highlight of the tour is you getting to experience the Utilidor system. which, you know, exists below Magic Kingdom. We were there for about 30 to 40 minutes, I would say, walking a lot, seeing a lot of, you know, interesting interactions with cast members and cast members getting ready. Some princesses not yet fully princessed was pretty cool to see. It's not as extensive as when you do the Backstage Magic Tour. Don't think that it will be. But you see a really good amount. And kind of akin to the finale of the Steam Train Tour, there is a portion here where you're sort of just standing in front of a gallery of a couple of photos and told the story behind the photos. Again, though, is a really good focus on Roy. So I very much enjoyed hearing all these stories because there were a couple I was unaware of. You know, anyone who can't learn anything must be real boring. But, you know, I thought it was really, really nice. Our tour guide did a good job of showing a passion for Roy's passion. You know what I mean? Showing appreciation because she was 100% aware that without Roy, she would not be doing what she gets to do every day. And she seems to really like doing what she does every day. Following the Utilidors, we actually kind of exit back up, you know, into the still backstage. And you can get a good glimpse of where Tinkerbell finishes her flight every night, which was really, really interesting. And we got some great details about that whole process and the women who do that and how they are sort of different than the Tink that you would see taking pictures of everybody, because the Tink who makes that flight, she has got to be in primo physical, like, muscle strength state. So it was pretty, pretty cool. And just learning about how certain friends of characters have to be within certain height frames and all that kind of stuff. Very, very interesting stuff. So that basically, though, ended our tour as we exited back onto Main Street and said our goodbye. I can't stress this tour enough to people who love the Magic Kingdom. Again, if you are such a history buff that you know a lot of stuff, you may not be surprised by a lot of what you hear. But in the way that it's presented to you, it's very, very engaging. And I'm sure you're going to learn some stuff that you don't know yet, because I know that our audience knows a lot about these parks. So why would I do that, right? I think it's 100% worth it, though. I learned a lot of great stuff. I heard a couple of really cool details. I saw things that maybe my brain just, you know, looks over a couple of times. Also, in the Haunted Mansion, there were a couple of fun little details I never noticed. So, oh, and Jungle Cruise, actually, because you definitely do something in Jungle Cruise that you're not going to do when you ride it normally. So that was really, really fun. So I absolutely think that this is worth it. $79 to $99, that is pricey, but it's a five-hour experience. You get lunch. Again, it's standard kind of, you know, fare. But that lunch is going to probably run you about $15, you know, if you just went and ordered it yourself, $15, $16. So take that off of the actual tour cost, and now you're sort of, you know, if you go during a low season, you're looking at a tour that's like almost $54, which is the same amount as a Trains tour, but this is 5 hours long and brings you numerous places within the Magic Kingdom, and I found very entertaining from start to finish, and the pins are really cool. Actually, the pins are really nice. I love that that's one of the things that happens when you do most of these tours, is you get that, like, that exclusive pin, because to me that's also like a monetary value. You know, I usually pay like $9 to $12 for a pin. Well, between that and the lunch, I'm not paying very much for someone to give me such a, you know, a close together tour. I think they only allow 20 people maximum on this tour. So you have an intimate little group. You're not going to feel just like you're floating in a large group and you're not really feeling connected to your tour guide. So absolutely enjoyed it. I will probably do it again. Like, I'll take a couple of years. I'll do it once every couple of years, I think, because I'm curious if elements of this change, because actually I know that they did from way back when. If you look at old look backs at this tour, they went different places and they talked about different things. So I'm fascinated as to how this tour will evolve, because we did not step into New Fantasyland. I will say that. Really, Fantasyland and New Fantasyland, we barely go through. We walk through Fantasyland, as in walking past Peter Pan and Small World on our way to Haunted Mansion. Like, that was, if I remember correctly, that was the only path that we took that really brought you through Fantasyland. And they don't even touch New Fantasyland. So I am curious if this tour will change in a couple of years or something to incorporate some of the newer elements that is in the Magic Kingdom currently. So there you go, guys. Two tours I enjoyed very, very much. Magic Behind our Steam Trains tour. It's really hard to say. And Disney's Keys to the Kingdom tour, both available at Magic Kingdom. And you can make reservations for that tour by calling 407-WDW-TOUR. That's 407-939-8687. I recommend doing both if you can. At the very least, doing one. It's a fantastic experience. I had a really great time doing it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. It's weird talking to yourself. So weird. But until next week, which I believe is going to be Melissa and our friend Steph talking about some quick service places, if I remember correctly. That's going to be next week. Until then, though, right now you're listening to Nicey Nice. You can find this video and more over at youtube.com/pogo, his music at soundcloud.com/pogomix, and his website is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod. That is D-I-S Magic Hour Pod. Over on Facebook, if you search for Disney Magic Hour, you can add yourself to our group. iTunes, please stop over there. Take a couple of moments. Give a 5-star review. Show your love for the show. And Melissa will read it at the end of next week's show. Over at Google Play Music in the podcast section, you can again search for Disney Magic Hour. And you can find all of our episodes for stream and download across all of your platforms over at soundcloud.com/Disney Magic Hour Podcast. Guys, ladies, go out there. Have fun. See you next week. Be safe. Later.
Limbo, bimbo.
My name is Mr. Susan.
You must choose.
And now it is time for you to do the choosing.
I am Mr. Dean.
Susan, I've got new.
You must choose.
If you do, Zoom, I've got mice.
Look at them shine. I am Mr. Dean.
Susan, I've got new.
You must choose.
If you do, Zoom, I've got mice.
Look at them shine.
Captain Cabinets, trapped in cabinets.
Can he get out? Will he get out? Cos he will.
You like a tingle time, Vince again. Tingle time, better bet. You like a tingle time,
we all get out with life.
Everything we need here.
You like a tingle time, Vince again. Tingle time,
better bet.
You like a tingle time,
we all get out with life.
I did a rhyme.
I did a song. You ain't got one. Yeah. Oh, I feel sick.